Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did because our good buddy Alan Friedman is back with us. Alan is the founder and the president of Computer Language. He is the editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. He's the author of a number of books. He's the guy who tells us what computer words mean, what terms mean. He's the Webster of computers, of the technical age, and he's our good friend. We're so happy to have him here. Alan Friedman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
The Webster of the technology world. How about that? Has anybody ever called you that before?
Yes, actually, my wife has.
Okay, well, yeah, but I've heard her call you a few other things, so I don't think that counts.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll have to. Irma and I will have to compare notes. Hey, welcome back, Alan. It's good to have you here. You know, you're like me. This isn't your first goat roping. You've been around a while. I've seen your gray hair, and you know, you're like me. You came up in the computer age pretty early. I got on computer the first time started working with computers in 1975, and I had my first PC in 1981, and so I've been doing this a long time like you have, but there's about to be a paradigm shift, isn't there?
Well, I think so. In fact, it caught me by surprise because we now put our application on the iPhone, and of course I got an iPhone in order to keep track of it, and it is really, it's opened up my eyes amazingly, especially because of the 3G and the applications.
Right. So now, Alan's application is the ability to have it's a widget basically, right? Where they can put you can put the application on the website and ask a question, and it'll give you the computer answers, right, Alan?
Well, that's what we've had in the last. We've been licensing that to our customers.
Right.
But now
right.
The application on the iPhone actually installs the entire database, all 20,000 definitions, right into your iPhone.
Wow. You mean it's stored on the hard drive of the iPhone?
It's stored into the flash memory
wow.
of the iPhone. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So it's not cloud computing. It's actually on
no.
site.
That's right. It's not online. And here's the thing, you know, with the iPhone, unless you're in a hotspot, you're not getting very fast transmission,
right.
And 3G can be pretty slow. 3G is the high-speed cellular data, and that's available
right.
everywhere. That actually is what makes the iPhone different than the other devices.
It's pretty handy. Well, the iPhone also has wireless, has Wi-Fi.
Yes.
iPhone has Wi-Fi, where some of them, they all have 3G, but they don't all have Wi-Fi. But you know, one of the things that I think is important to set the stage here, Alan, for our discussion, is something that I was told recently that Google said, somebody at Google said, that their future is going to be much bigger with cell phones than it ever has been or will be with computers.
Well, they think so because it's something that I found out, too, and that's, of course, you know, unless you have something, you really don't know how it works. You don't know how you relate to it, but when you have it with you, it's amazing how all of a sudden at any point in the day you say, gee, I wonder what that means or what
right.
what that, you know, I'd like to know this, I'd like to know that. I wonder, and you realize you're catching yourself all day long saying this, and of course if you're not near a computer, you either forget about it or you wait until you get to a computer. So it's changed my attitude, and like you say, I'm an old-timer in this business, 50 years nearly, Jim,
mm-hmm.
but yet this feels like a brand new paradigm, a brand new way, and it is really very, very convenient. It's much more convenient than I had ever thought it would be.
It's not only convenient, it's elegant. It's not clunky, it's elegant now, isn't it?
Well, the iPhone is pretty slick. You have to give Apple credit for the interface. They've done an amazing job with this. You know, there are 20,000 applications already on the iTunes App
Wow.
Store. Wow. 20,000.
See, this reminds me of when Macintosh came out. 96% of all applications in the 80s built for computers were built for Macintosh, not so many for the PCs. And then that was prior to Windows. So this reminds me a lot of that, doesn't it?
All the applications in the 80s were built for DOS, my friend.
No. I was there too, and all the stuff for desktop, all the desktop stuff was mostly Macintosh, because people didn't like DOS. DOS wasn't fun. Windows made it fun.
Well, you're referring. Okay.
So, you know, folks, I'm arguing with the master here, but I'm kind of right on that one. Stand by. He and I will go best two falls out of three again after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blass again. Stay with us. What is love? Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we've booked it for you. All the stuff there is built just to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And don't forget to check out my blog when you get there. Check out my knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can read articles. You can listen to archives of, you can listen to interviews that I've done in archive form, on demand, streaming or podcasting, whatever you like. You got 5 seconds, you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something for you there to watch, to listen or read. And then, of course, my newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you by email every Sunday afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead. Alan Friedman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, and I've got my subscription here for the. Am I still getting... Yeah, let's see. When was this going? Alan, when did this one come in here?
Latest version is 22.1.
Let me see which one what I've got here. But we're talking about paradigm shifts in the computer world and the fact that that our future is going to be more around handsets. They don't even call them. Alan, they don't even call them cell phones anymore. They call them handsets.
Some do.
Well, I know, but I still call them cell phones. But my point is. Is handset is like a PC. It's a generic term for PC, meaning you've got the power in your hand, and when somebody holds a little handset in their hand, they might go for hours and not use the cell phone. They might do 100 things without even using the cell phone.
Well, that's another problem. The batteries are a real issue with this stuff because you start using it a lot. And you find that if you make it to the end of the day, you're lucky.
Really?
Well, that depends on what you're doing. In fact,
that was from what I've been reading. The knock on the iPhone is the battery is not as good as long as it needs to.
Well, it's because everybody wants to do something. You know what application I actually have in front of me right now?
What?
I have a bubble level. I can use this
in
construction.
That.
There's about a half a dozen level applications because it has an accelerometer, which it actually, as you move it, as you bend it and move it. So this is going to be your construction tool.
Right.
But it is really amazing.
So
really amazing.
Well, you know, let me tell you an example of how some of our audience uses cell phones. We post these interviews on Twitter. Let people know that different interviews are available every day, and so we'll put yours up. Yours will be up on our Twitter our Twitter page later today, and so people have Twitter send them my Twitter posts whenever they come up, and so they'll send them to their cell phone, to their iPhone, for example.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so they're out there doing their work. They haven't even been to my site. You know, maybe ever, maybe not in a long time. But yet they get notified every day, four times a day, whatever, of something new that we're offering comes to their iPhone, and if they want to, they just push a button and listen to the show on their iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an example.
That's an example, Alan, of what I mean when I tell my audience, your website is no longer your storefront, it's your distribution center. What do you think?
Well, that's a good point. That's definitely a good point, especially as the mobile market gets larger. And, you know, it's really got some potential. Right now it's the hottest thing going in the IT world, with everything else being slowed down and reductions made and budgets slashed. The mobile market is actually still moving up.
Well, and of course, as Jimmy Durante would say, everybody wants to get into the act.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, they're not just iPhones. I mean, the BlackBerry Storm is a, now what kind of, they call it a screen display? What's the term for that type of a phone?
Well, it's a touch screen, but what
touch
the
screen,
iPhone
what
has,
yeah.
They have a multi-touch, which enables you to use two fingers, squeeze and move. Now, BlackBerry Storm is the BlackBerry's first touch screen. It doesn't have the multi-touch. It has sort of like a combination of touch and click.
Yeah, you can actually feel, even though you're not really clicking anything, it makes you feel like you're clicking when you touch a key.
Right.
A lot of people like that one.
Yeah, they do. But BlackBerry has not been... The thing that's catching on with everybody is all these extra ancillary things. BlackBerry has been a serious corporate device.
Yeah.
And people want to have a little more fun. Now, BlackBerry is probably going to open itself up, I would think, to more of these applications, but so far it's taken a bit of a back seat. But I think
I've read the reviews, and there's many people who like the BlackBerry and don't like the iPhone as there are the other way around.
Well, it depends. If you've already got your carrier, you know, right now with AT&T in the United States, they've got the exclusive for a while. But if you're with Verizon or somebody else and you don't want to switch and you've had a BlackBerry for years, you're more than happy to go to a Storm and get the more of the latest features. So you don't want to change carriers, and that's the big problem.
Right.
When all of these phones are available with all the carriers, it'll open up the competition even more.
Right. I think the key to deciding which one to buy is depends on how you're going to use it. You know, as you say, if you want to have all the wild and wacky kind of applications, the iPhone is probably ahead of the game. If you're more of a serious business person with needing the email a little, you know, the email maybe, and you don't need Wi-Fi 3G is fast enough for you, maybe the BlackBerry is a better way. But there are others out there too, aren't there, besides those two?
Well, you've got the Windows Mobile, which hasn't done all that incredible. But
I've had that. I didn't like it.
Yeah, they have a new platform coming up, a whole new version, a big update coming this year, and that should be a whole lot better. You've got the new Android coming out by Google.
Yeah.
And that could be a biggie.
Yeah, that's a little late in getting to the market, isn't it? They've been talking about that for a long time.
Well, this is just beginning now.
When's it coming out?
Oh, it's out. T-Mobile has the first phone.
Oh, T-Mobile. So okay.
Yeah, again, they're a small carrier.
I have to check on that. T-Mobile's a good carrier, by the way. I've been using them for years. 10-tail, quick break. Right back with Alan Friedman after these messages. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, small business advocate. Alan Friedman is our guest. He's editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. And Alan, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find you.
It's computerlanguage.com.
How do we find your cell phone app?
Well, you just go to the App Store and search for Computer Desktop Encyclopedia.
So go to the iPhone. So you've actually have had this thing, made this thing available to in the iStore.
That's right. It's under a developer's name called Charles Mezak, but it's our product, and all you do is just search for it.
And do you buy it?
Yep, it's $10.
Yeah?
Not exactly a fortune.
I got you.
And you get updates.
Ah, automatic updates.
Automatic updates.
How about that? So this is all on your iPhone. Are you gonna make one available for the BlackBerry and the others?
We're going to see. We're definitely looking at the Android, possibly the BlackBerry. I'd like to do the BlackBerry, but the Android is sort of number two, and maybe BlackBerry number three. I know it doesn't sound right, but that's what we're targeting at the moment, anyway.
Right. When is the Android out right now?
The Android is out. T-Mobile is the
it?
First one. Yeah. No, I haven't played with it. I've seen pictures of it. I have not played with it. Probably, as soon as we get an Android application, I'll get an Android phone.
How does it look compared to the iPhone, in what you've seen?
Well, it's a touch screen, but it has a physical keyboard as well. So it could be a combination of the two, and it's Linux-driven. It's all open source. It's backed by Google, and This is just the beginning. It's the very beginning. And again, when I said when all the carriers have all the phones, that's when the competition is going to really heat up. Right now, if you're a T-Mobile user, you're going to stay with T-Mobile. You'll probably try the Android if you're inclined, but you're not necessarily going to switch. And that's the thing that's keeping everybody sort of, even though it's hot, even though all of this is hot, it's still slow because of the carrier problem.
What do you think this is going to do to PCs?
I don't think it's going to do anything. I don't think it's going to do a thing. Everybody talks about the death knell of the PC. They talk about the death knell of the mainframe for the past 40 years. And PCs are going to be just fine. And when you're going to back in your house and in your office, you're going to want your 25-inch screen. And there's no substitute.
But I might not take my PC with my laptop with me as much in the future once I get my handset.
Well, that's true. I'm going on a trip tomorrow for a week, and I'm taking a little netbook, a little 8-inch screen, I want to do some serious email, and it's just a lot. It's much better than I thought it was going to be with my large hands. It's amazing how I can type on the iPhone, but yet, if I want to really do some serious typing for a half an hour, it's not what I want to do. So
real typing, not just clicking, right?
Yeah.
But here's one thing that's going to do. You know, one of the things that I've been talking about more and more on the show these days, Alan, is cloud computing.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phones are going to increase the cloud computing world, because if I leave my laptop at home and take my touchscreen, I'm going to want to have access to my laptop. So that means I'm going to be working in the clouds more.
Well, either way, I think it's more the size of the screen. I think cloud computing versus local installation is one issue, and the size of the screen is another issue, and it really just depends. I think...
Now, if I'm going to go for a week like you, that's different, but I'm talking about if I'm making a one-day trip out and back, I may not take my laptop.
Absolutely. The one day, I wouldn't either.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how this rolls out.
I'm glad to see there's something that's out there that's actually growing in this business,
right,
this climate.
Exactly. So what do you think, look into the future and tell us where we're going to be with all this stuff in the next 5 years.
Well, what I would like to see, and of course then this will change your whole concept of whether you take your notebook or not, the flexible OLED screens, OLED screens.
Yeah.
They're being developed, and when they're being developed, you could take your handheld and you could roll out a 4x6-inch screen, roll it out, and now you've got the equivalent of your netbook screen. And that's coming, and when that comes, I think that'll change everything.
So you just roll up your screen and put it in a little sleeve and then roll it out, and it gives you a bigger screen. You put it up on the wall or something.
Well, you can project it. There's also these little micro projectors they're talking about. But again, you think about the battery drain of clicking your iPhone against the wall. But when these things get better and the battery technology gets better, we're looking 5-10 years. It's going to change. It's going to change.
I'm thinking holograph. I'm thinking holograph, Alan. That's where I'm going with this.
You're going holographic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything will be in your wristwatch. You know, it'll be Dick Tracy type. You push your wristwatch button, and it's a heads-up display, holographic heads-up display. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, I'll try to invent it for you, Jim.
I think it's already invented. We just don't have it. Hey, thanks, Alan, for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
Alan's I application. What's it called again, Alan?
Computer Desktop Encyclopedia.
There you go. So check that out, folks. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.